Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Man faces felony charges in alleged attack on pregnant woman. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A man is facing multiple felony charges after allegedly attacking his pregnant girlfriend at a Gillette motel. Marcelo Harris is charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault and battery and 1 count of false imprisonment following the July 5th incident. Police responded to the Mustang Motel, where officers reportedly found the woman covered in blood with severe swelling and cuts around her mouth. She was 28 weeks pregnant at the time. The Gillette News Record reported court documents allege Harris punched the woman repeatedly, strangled her several times, and threatened to stab her with a screwdriver if police arrived. The woman also told officers Harris blocked the motel room door and prevented her from checking on her 3 young children who were outside in a vehicle. Police said Harris denied the allegations, but officers noticed injuries to his hands and arms. Blood, damaged furniture, and a screwdriver were reportedly found inside the room. Harris was arrested on 3 counts of aggravated assault for strangulation, threatening with a deadly weapon, and causing bodily injury to a known pregnant woman, as well as unlawfully restraining the woman. Governor Gordon threatens lawsuit over California coal terminal. Governor Mark Gordon is setting the stage for a potential high-stakes battle against California over the West Gateway Project, a planned Oakland coal export terminal. According to a release from the governor's office, this comes after the Trump administration invoked the Defense Production Act to invest $75 million into the West Gateway Terminal. The rail-served terminal could handle more than 10 million tons of bulk materials annually and provide Wyoming coal producers with greater access to markets in Japan, South Korea, and other allied nations. California lawmakers are advancing legislation requiring full environmental reviews for new or expanded large-scale coal terminals. Supporters cite concerns about pollution and public health in communities surrounding the proposed site. Gordon calls the terminals essential to Wyoming's coal industry and says blocking it could violate the Constitution's protections for interstate commerce. Gordon said during the Oval Office news conference, as the president announced the West Gateway Terminal, Wyoming produces the cleanest, most beautiful coal, low sulfur coal. We should be able to sell cleanly produced coal to our friends and allies. The governor says Wyoming would pursue legal action to protect the ability of landlocked states to move products through coastal ports. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.